Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Lee, you know, it's amazing in the internet era where we have access to so much information.
Yeah.
The president of Guatemala, the president, tells the major newspaper there. Oh, by the way, this latest stampede toward the U.S. border, it's kind of strange because we're catching all these ISIS fighters. Yeah, we've nabbed over 100 of them. Now, Guatemala is a poor country. They don't have anywhere near the resources that we do to catch these guys, okay? So if they've nabbed over 100 ISIS fighters going through Guatemala in an attempt to get to the U.S., they've got to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more they missed. And you got to keep in mind what Guatemala is, as Judicial Watch explained to us. Guatemala is one big human smuggling paradise. I mean, that's what happens there. And Judicial Watch is documented, and they've used one of the reports by the major newspapers in Guatemala to say, hey, listen, this is the key corridor through which terroristic radical types from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Dubai, Qatar, all of these radical Iraq nations go through Guatemala on their way, guess where? So he's raising the alarm. The president of Guatemala is raising the alarm. Listen, this is going on. We haven't seen it at this level before. I mean, actual ISIS fighters, not people who kind of like ISIS or have a Facebook page where they, you know, are clearly fans of ISIS, or a Twitter account where they're fans of ISIS. By the way, they won't suspend you for that. No, these are actual ISIS fighters from the battlefield. And they're coming here. And the president of Guatemala is trying to warn us. Have you seen anything about that?
No, nothing.
I mean, this ought to be the biggest headline this morning. As the herd stampedes toward here. There's probably terrorists in it that they missed. I mean, we're just not fazed. I guess we're not because we don't know. And, you know, part of this is media blackout. And I think Fox must have missed this. Hopefully they'll see the Judicial Watch report this morning. I mean, it links to all of these mainstream Guatemalan newspapers and translations. So you can see ISIS is stampeding toward us. ISIS told us, Lee. I went through this. It was in the London Daily Mail. I went through this a couple months ago. ISIS told us, well, Trump's defeated our caliphate. We can't hold land anymore. So we are going to revert back to 9/11 style attacks. Not necessarily they'll use airplanes this time, but that it would be highly coordinated. We're going to focus on coordinated attack, not the lone wolves that we have been inspiring on, you know, on the internet. But I mean, actual coordinated attacks of the kind Al-Qaeda was doing before the Iraq war. And we're coming to your countries. Oh, by the way, we're sending our fighters. They freaking told us.
Yeah.
And now we have the president of Guatemala going, oh, hey, look, they're the fighters. Hey, they seem to be headed your way. You got to do something about that. We're trying to help you here. We detained them. Nothing.
This video stuff is still some of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. If you really look at it and think about what's going on there and take a look at it, these people are not walking. They're riding on vehicles. They show you images of people walking, but many of the images, if you see, are, you know, they're flatbed trucks or trailers that are hauling the folks. If you're leaving a country because life there sucks so much, why are you waving their flag?
Good point.
You see them waving Guatemalan and Honduran flags and banners. If you're walking 1,500 miles to escape the poverty of a nation, to go to another nation, why are you waving that nation's flag?
And the most stunning comment of all this week that I thought was so telling, they interviewed the leader of the Guatemalan herd, which is, you know, ISIS, Guatemalans, who knows. And what she had to say was stunning. She was screaming and yelling about what a horrible government the U.S. had. She's not even here yet. The U.S. had, and how it was a criminal government. So why are you walking in this direction, honey? Turn around.
Yeah.
And she's screaming and yelling, they won't let us in. They're a criminal government. We've got to take down this government. What? But you want to come here, yes. You're demanding to be let in. Yes, the government is criminal because they won't let me in. Plus, they're criminal anyway. We hate Trump. And you're walking toward the country in attempt to breach our borders. It's just so bizarre. I mean, I can't believe on its face people aren't watching the television going, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
Yeah. We live in really strange times, though. Jim in Traveler's Rest. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara. Good morning, Lee, the dynamic duo. I have a question for you. You mentioned the caliphate of 30,000. 30,000 creates a caliphate, right?
Right.
How many community organizers does Obama have? 30,000.
I don't think they're the same people. Although they are on a very they're on a very similar trip to a very similar destination, and that is authoritarianism, Jim.
How did he pick the number 30,000?
Actually, I got to tell you what, I rounded it up from 20-something thousand, 27, 28, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I got to tell you, if you're suggesting that he was referring to ISIS, I don't think he was. That way predated the caliphate, even predated ISIS when he was talking about that. I know where you're going. I get what you're saying, but I really think that Obama was with all due respect, talking about, he said he was going to create a civilian corps larger than the military. So, but I don't think he was talking about ISIS. Although he certainly didn't lift a finger to stop them from coming over the border. Meanwhile, Lee, have you seen this? No, of course you haven't seen this maybe you did, because this is a big deal. Okay, remember when we finally had the proof that there was a Russian conspiracy because Mueller, a Russian conspiracy to get Trump elected because Mueller indicted the Russian bot people, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Robert Mueller's publicity stunt is backfiring bigly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because remember that they didn't figure that the Russians would hire some actual lawyers to go in and challenge what Bob Mueller says.
Right.
And it's falling apart. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich, a Trump appointee. See, this is what happens when we get judges confirmed. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich, a Trump appointee, is having very serious doubts about Mueller's garbage case against the Russian company Concord Management. Huh. Indicted Russian company Concord Management filed a motion to have Mueller's case dismissed and raised arguments in court earlier this week. Judge Dabney Friedrich is having serious doubts about the conspiracy against the U.S. charges against Concord Management brought forth by the special counsel. Why? In a new court order released Thursday, the judge said Concord Management's conduct was not in violation of law.
Oops.
Did we not say that at the time?
Yes.
They didn't break the law.
Yeah.
Well, they were on the internet and they were trying to get Trump elected. No, they were also trying to get you to watch cat videos as part of their phishing scheme to get your email so they could spam you. And not with, pro-Trump messages either. They want to sell the emails. You could do a bunch of stuff with them, stuff, some good, some not good, some illegal, right? Whatever. We don't know who they were going to sell them to. But they are a typical spamming operation. This is why we have a nuclear level Mac Daddy filter on our email right now here at Intercom because of spamming, the same thing these Russians are doing. There's a ton of people doing it, not just Russians. Anyway, as the judge is basically saying, these charges are based on arguments that, they didn't violate the law. The indictment included conspiracy against the U.S. charges for failing to register for social media spends, political activities, etc. But as the judge points out, that's not against the law.
Which is kind of what judges are supposed to do, is figure out whether there's a violation of the law or not.
Right. So essentially what has happened here is Concord Management has argued we didn't break the law.
Yeah.
They have not been able to cite a single statute we broke. And Mueller came back and argued we shouldn't have to cite the statute you broke.
What?
And that was essentially the judge's reaction. What? And so she goes to Mueller's team and says, I'm just breaking this down in layman's terms. Says, Cohen, can you explain to us what laws were broken here? And so the Mueller team's response was, we shouldn't have to.
That is
bizarre.
Yeah. Okay.
Bizarre.
So that's like, an officer pulls you over and you say, officer, why'd you pull me over? I don't have to tell you. I just decided to pull you over.
Yeah, that's
you've got a violation somewhere. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to write you a ticket yet, but I just pulled you over.
So how is it a conspiracy if there's no underlying legal conduct and no illegal deeds? Okay, the answer by the Mueller team is that Concord could have interfered with the Federal Election Commission's ability to determine if they were breaking the law. which is not against the law.
Could have.
Yeah. In other words, if they had voluntarily filed, which they don't have to do, if they had voluntarily filed as a, you know, a foreign whatever trying to influence our elections, which they weren't doing. But anyway, that's a whole nother part of this. If they had voluntarily filed, then the FEC might have been able to assess whether they were breaking election rules through in-kind donations. None of which violates the law. Is that basically saying, well, it just made it really hard for the FEC to figure out if they were doing something wrong. Okay, but is that illegal? No. No. You know, this is dangerous because this gives you a roadmap of how the special counsel will treat Trump. This is exactly what they've done. They have broken people with legal bills and gotten them to plead to stuff nobody has ever pled guilty to because it's not a crime. But they will break you financially. This is the new Democrat model. This is why Dianne Feinstein's saying if we win, we are going to investigate Kavanaugh endlessly. Not only do they have no evidence, Lee, they've got evidence that refutes that blah, blah Ford was ever attacked from her own witnesses. But that doesn't matter. The message is this. We're going to break you financially. It does not matter if you broke the law. That is immaterial. It's the new American way. God, please don't let them win this midterm. Please don't let them win. This has got to be refuted. Another day, more stunning news on the economy. This time from Federal Reserve Chief Alan Greenspan, the longest serving Fed chief in modern times. Served from 1989 to 2006. And of course, what he said is making waves. And given the amount of time he's been observing the U.S. economy and thought to be an expert on it, I disagree with a lot of stuff he says, but he's an observer and has been for a long time. So when he speaks, it's a big deal. Here is what Alan Greenspan had to say that is just really making waves.
This is the tightest labor market I've ever seen.
Tightest labor market I have ever seen. What does he mean? This is the greatest availability of jobs. This is the greatest era of, job creation that I have ever seen. Now, what's fascinating is the context in which Greenspan said this. And it's like a 2.5 minute clip. I'm not going to waste your time with it this morning. But essentially what he said, you can go back and watch it yourself if you'd like. He is writing a book. He was there hawking his book on Squawk Box. And his book is about the American economy and policies we have used, you know, and what's worked, what's not. Going back to the 1600s, okay, that was the context in which he said this.
This is the tightest labor market I've ever seen.
And then he said this. It's obvious, but I thought I'd play it anyway.
And therefore, it's ultimately the source of the populism which has infected the United States, as it has Europe and others.
Darn Skippy. It's not that hard. It's not because we're racist and we're finally getting our way. It's not because we're crazy. It's not because we're stupid and we believe what Trump says. It is the hard, cold data and the fact that you feel it in your life every day. I mean, I don't know how else to put this. And then, by the way, this is out today. What the heck? Another day, another headline. Jobless claims drop 5,000. To 210,000 in mid-October. Now, remember, we just set a 49-year record for jobless claims. I mean, you want to talk about the unemployment rate? That's fine and all. It's not a great measure, though, because George Bush 1 whacked out the way that we calculate it so that he wouldn't have to show he had 10% unemployment. So it's not a really good indicator. But jobless claims, great indicator. And when you have the lowest number of jobless claims in 49 years, something's going on. I mean, that is rock solid. It's not like with jobless claims, we just, you know, ignore half of them the way that we do with the unemployment rate. This is a headline from CNBC. Jobless claims dropped 5,000 to 210,000. Folks, we're still dropping. Unusually low layoffs underscores best labor market in decades. Yeah, that's what Greenspan's saying. You know, I'm writing a book about going back to 1600s. I've never seen a period of job creation like this. Yeah, it's what happens when you try capitalism. It's not Trump. I mean, it is. It was his idea. But this is not because of Trump or Trump's personality or people like Trump. It's not that. Nancy Pelosi could do this if she tried capitalism, got the government the heck out of the way. Why are we seeing this when we didn't see it under Bush 2? Well, we saw a period of of a slight period. Anyway, it was a period of a booming economy after the Bush tax cuts. But guess what? Bush did not do the massive corporate tax cuts and the repatriation of cash. That's why Trump's getting a bigger boom. More capitalism. I mean, when you inject in the first quarter of 2018, $300 billion repatriated from overseas, injected directly into the economy, crazy things are going to happen. You cannot inject that amount of investment and not have crazy things happen for everybody. And so everybody who said with the Democrats, it's just crumbs. It'll never trickle down. I'm sorry. Let me play this for you again. I'm sorry, in case you missed it. You're one of our liberal trolls.
This is the tightest labor market I've ever seen.
Not tightest labor market for CEOs, not tightest labor market for people with yachts. They don't have jobs. They create jobs. This is the tightest labor market for you. That means you have options. And that is a marvelous thing. Most stunning stat I've seen so far. By the way, this is where people who watch the economy, who understand what is going on, think it's going. Did you see this stat? Orders for big rigs, as the trucks you see on the road that deliver all the goods that you buy at, you know, big box stores and stuff. Rigs. Doubled. For those of you on Common Core math, that's like times two. 95% increase over this time last year for the creation of rigs. They need them now, desperately. With all of the stuff you're buying, but also the stuff we're now making because we're having the largest manufacturing jobs boom in modern era. We are now creating manufacturing jobs at 10 times the rate we were in the Obama era. If you compare the last 21 months of the Obama era to the first 21 months of the Trump era, or if you compare the entire Obama era to the Trump era, Trump is merely creating manufacturing jobs at 8 times. Why? Because the money came back in. It's simple economics. Oh, by the way, listen to this. And they need people to drive the trucks too. Headline. Largest U.S. trucking company projects 20% wage increase for big rig drivers. Yeah, they need somebody to drive all those rigs, to deliver all the stuff, and to move the stuff we're now making out of the country. The stuff, by the way, Obama said we would never make again.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that?
So you ready for Halloween? Yeah, Crash and I are going to put out the decorations this weekend. He's super psyched. I've never seen a person more excited for holidays than my son. Yeah, the other two, they're glad when the holiday rolls around or the occasion. But my son, oh my gosh. He wants to have the biggest, baddest, most donut house in the whole neighborhood, or it just he will accept simply nothing less. I mean, so he's already gone online. I mean, six. He's gone online. He searched for decorations that he wants to add to his collection. He's got a massive collection. You should see his Christmas collection, too. So I've got a couple things I've promised him that he's going to get. So he is out of his mind excited to come home from school today. Yeah, because this is when the decorating begins in earnest. We've already got quite a bit up, but this is not good enough. He's going to be that guy. I can already tell this. You know that guy, the one that has, like, his Christmas decorations are so intense that he's actually got his own radio station that you can tune to hear the music that goes with the light scheme he had. That's going to be my son. Yeah. And unfortunately, the guy has spent his child's entire college education investment on the Christmas decorations and has not figured it out yet. But the lawn looks great. Yeah, that's going to be us. Yeah. And he wants to go a little scary this year. And I don't like that. I like to keep it cute. And he's kind of getting to that age where he wants fake blood and all that. I don't know. Oh, come on, Mom, make it cool. All right, speaking of scary, what Halloween is the scariest thing going, you'd think, but maybe not. Take a listen to this.
The horror classic Halloween returns to theaters in its scariest installment yet. But if you think Halloween's deranged killer Michael Myers is terrifying, don't miss next month's holiday-themed horror film, Thanksgiving. Featuring a host of terrifying sociopaths, all hell-bent on making Turkey Day a nightmare. There's Uncle Bill and his bowling ball-sized goiter. Aunt Audrey, who can't wait to tell you about the pint of fluid they took from her lower back. And most terrifying of all, Cousin Eddie, who wants to talk about politics. Thanksgiving, coming to theaters next month.
This film is not yet rated, but trust me, it's not going to be pretty.
Oh, jeez. Oh, the Thanksgiving negotiations have started early in my house. Yeah. Had a beloved member of the family who's a vegan wanting to come in and cook for us, which was very sweet. Offered to buy the whole thing, the whole spread. Vegan spread. And so we said, we can't do that. I mean, can you imagine me attempting to tell Rambaloco, my husband, we're having a vegan spread? Okay, his idea of a vegetable is, if I say we're serving vegetables tonight, he said, oh, do you buy potatoes? I mean, this is just not, it's not going to work. So we came back with an offer to this person. You know, we're going to eat meat, but you're welcome to come. If you want to, you know, cook something yourself, bring it, whatever. We'd love to have you. Nope, I cannot be in a house with a dead animal cooking. Like, not at all? Well, how about you come before we start cooking the dead animal? Nope, if I know it's in the fridge. Okay, never mind. I do love my family. So I've had to have one contingent of my family choose between us and the vegan lifestyle. And so now they're not coming. They're just not coming. And I even said, listen, why don't you, like, I know there are restaurants open for Thanksgiving because we've done that before on Thanksgiving. Why don't you go find it? I'm sure somebody has a vegan option. Can't be in the house. So one, you know, my contingent of my family was forced to choose between us and, oh, what a mess. Oh,
wait a second, Tara.
What a mess.
If she can't come to your house because there's one dead animal in the house waiting to be cooked or in the process of cooking, how's she going to go to a restaurant?
I didn't think of that. That's probably why she rejected that option. And the idea was not, I mean, I don't think she had a problem with it if it was like in the fridge, but you know how you're going to, you know, you have it out, you're getting it ready, you're dressing it, you're doing, yeah, see all of that. She just can't stand to even see the dead animal. So very sweet. I mean, it'd be very expensive to bring enough food for all of us to eat if you're cooking vegan. But I mean, how do I tell Rambo Loco? We're going to be eating vegan this year.
Carne Loco.
Carne Loco. That's it. That is it. Do you know what his response? I know my husband very well. Do you know what his response would be? Oh, okay, cool. Cool. No, that's fine.
I'll find a restaurant.
And I know exactly where he'd go, too. He'd go to the Brazilian Grill. My man is a meat eater. I mean, there is no way around that. I mean, I couldn't, you know what I mean? I'm trying to tell this to my extended family who, you know, doesn't really appreciate or know my husband as well as I do. I mean, I can already, there is no way I can negotiate that. No way. So as a consequence, my aunt has been forced to choose between us and her family. So we're not getting together for Thanksgiving. And I love my aunt. My aunt is awesome. I would have loved to have seen her. I haven't seen her. It's been like a couple years.
Are you sure she's awesome? Because she sounds vegan.
No, she's not vegan.
Oh,
she's,
I'm
as
sorry.
Conservative
I
as I am.
I misunderstood who you're,
yeah, no,
about.
She is. It's just, it's her family. So, yeah. Green Party member. Lover. I have no idea how all of us crawled out of my grandmother's genetic pool. I have no idea how that's possible. We could not all be more different. But anyway. That's my Thanksgiving so far. So it's going great. I'm still hoping for some kind of compromise to be forged. But I'm not holding out a whole lot of hope. Love to hear how your Thanksgiving planning is going. It's probably better than mine. It's just best if my husband does not spend Thanksgiving with a member of the Green Party. It's just not going to go well. It's just, there's no way I can make it work. Texter writes, Tara, y'all, can I eat at your house for Thanksgiving and go to your aunt's house at 5 for a couple of hours just to see her? Yeah, it's not my aunt. It's her family. But yeah. No, I could, if I had them, I could probably make money selling tickets. Like, we could live stream it. You know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to figure out how to make a buck. I'm a capitalist. Coming up in just a sec, a stunning stat that'll have your head spinning like it had mine spinning yesterday. But first, some advice, some wisdom from the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, where I go to get common sense. Y'all are so full of it most days. And some days you're just full of it, which I enjoy too. Texter writes about my vegan relation, who has generously offered, she's very sweet, generously offered to buy all the food and cook it vegan for the whole family. That's a big bill, so that she can come and participate. And, you know, you know how you hear something like that and you don't even pass it on to your spouse because, you know, right off the bat, you know your spouse so well, is how the reaction's going to go. which is going to be not only no, but hell no. My husband is a hardcore carnivore. I mean, his idea of a vegetable is a potato. This is just never going to work. And so a schism came from that because then, you know, her family members, who I really wanted to see, you know, had to choose between her and me. And so then they're coming and I haven't seen some of them in a long time and would have loved to. And it's just, oh, it's a mess. Because the vegan person, she can't come into my house. She says, you don't want to come into my house and smell the meat cooking. So I said, well, just come over, bring your stuff. You can eat with us. No, can't smell the dead animal cooking. I get it. I have passionately held beliefs too. But there's no way to settle it. I mean, there's just no way. You can't settle it. Texter writes, good luck with the Thanksgiving dilemma. Hope you can figure something out. Sounds like a play for attention. Not like you were asking her to eat the turkey. She can't get over it for one day. No, she can't, though, honestly. I don't think it's that way. She wants to. I mean, she would drive here across a couple states and pay. So, I mean, she really wants to see us. I don't think it's that. I think it's the same thing why we want to partition the country. Texter writes, the Timmons ad you just played for William Timmons, who's running for Congress, sounds just like a Democrat ad. Ugh. I tried to tell you. Texter writes, my wife and I always go to mom's house for Thanksgiving. She wants my brother to come too, but he always has other plans. Texter writes, you need a full set of those t-shirts from the jerky store. Vegan, old Indian word for bad hunter. There's room for all of God's creatures on my plate next to the mashed potatoes. Oh my. Texter writes, just tell your family member if she wants to be vegan, she can come over and just stay out in the backyard with the grass. We'll have a warm day. That could work out. Texter writes, I have said, Tara, several times I would pay to pick you and your husband's brain. Oh, thanks. Maybe I make money that way. Texter writes, for your Thanksgiving dilemma, a theme song. Whoa, oh, 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 he's a meat eater. All right. For that stunning stat, I promised you. Wow. Do you realize 40% of U.S. births now happen outside of marriage? That is insane. That's up from just 10% in 1970. By the way, most of those births happen. They're not accidents. It's not teenagers. It's women in their 20s and early 30s who are cohabitating. Now, here's an even more stunning stat. If you want to look to, you know, to figure out where we're going to go, look to the European Union. They're usually 10 years ahead of us. Do you know what percentage of births in the European Union right now are out of wedlock? Just give you some idea where we're going. Are you ready for this? 60%. Okay, that means not just the majority, but a large majority of births now in the EU are out of wedlock. So if you have two married parents who love each other, you are in the minority in Europe. That's like a weird thing. How is this going to end? I mean, before, if you had divorced parents, or your mom got pregnant, God bless her, and she had the baby, which is a beautiful thing, you could form a family because everybody around you had married parents. You know what I mean? You had something to duplicate. Like my husband's father died. My husband's young enough. My husband was young enough. I mean, he really can't remember his father's face. I mean, he has to see it in pictures. But I mean, that's how young he was. And so my husband had that situation. But everybody around him was married. And a stepfather. You know, like people got married and then had kids. So he can duplicate a family. But I mean, if nobody around, if the majority is not married, you can't even duplicate it anymore. I mean, that is a broken place. When people don't know how to duplicate a family unit because they've never seen one. And we're headed there, folks. It's really sad. Family's a beautiful thing.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.